today's contestants, an attorney from Alexandria, Virginia, Zach Newkirk, an editor from Sepulpa, Oklahoma, Shelley Pastor, and our returning champion, a physician from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, Morgan Wilbanks, whose two-day cash winnings total $44,000. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. I'm smiling, folks, because I'm thinking of our champion, Morgan. He has an interesting way of making money on the program. He misses a lot of clues, but he gets a lot of them right, and that's why he's picked up $44,000. Shelley and Zach, may it happen to you also. Pick up those signaling devices. Let's go to work. Let's find out what the categories are in this first round of play today. We'll deal with the history of Hungary. That sounds like an interesting subject. Middle name, please. Marky Moon, M-O-O-N, will come up in each correct response. Then will be cansplaining, dealing with in the dictionary, words from the Random House dictionary, to be very specific. And finally, will be gone fishing. Morgan?
In honor of my uncle, let's do 200 for gone fishing.
An idiom declares you should either fish or do this, but if you slice a chunk of fish for your hook, you're doing both. Morgan?
What is cut bait?
That's it.
Fishing for 400.
Spin cast is a type of this on your rod that spools in your line. Morgan again.
What is a reel?
Reel, right.
Fishing for 600.
Before fishing with friends, you may want to do this to the water, dumping some ground up fish in the water around you. Morgan?
What is chum?
Chum, correct.
Fishing for 800?
Black and blue are two species of this sport fish, and there's a multi-million dollar black and blue tournament to catch them off Baja California. And here we're talking about the big ones, the marlin. Back to you, Morgan.
Fishing for 1,000.
This type of fishing involves gently flinging the rod back and forth, letting the heavier line propel the light lure. Morgan?
What is fly fishing?
Correct. Got 4 out of 5. Well done.
Dictionary for 200.
It means to conduct criminal proceedings in court against. Shelley.
What is litigate?
Nope. Zach.
What is prosecute?
That's the word.
Let's go to Hungary for 200.
All right. Here's Jimmy.
In 1945, the Chain Bridge was blown up by the Nazis as this army advanced from the east, but it was rebuilt and reopened for its 100th anniversary in 1949.
Zach.
What is the Red Army?
Correct.
Same category for 400.
Sarah this time.
The Republic of Councils monument, now mocked as, "Sir, you forgot your scarf," was meant to immortalize Hungary's first government by this party, which merged with the Social Democrats in 1919, just before taking power.
Morgan?
Who are the communists?
Correct.
Hungary for 600?
Answer? Daily Double. And you have the most money. And you're tempted.
100.
100 only. All right. I guess you're not tempted. Here's Jimmy with the clue for you.
For centuries, Hungary was on the front lines of Christian Europe's battles with Eastern invaders. The Mongols came through in the 1200s, and this empire occupied much of the country from 1541 to 1699.
Who are the Ottomans?
You are right. And you're now at 2,700.
Fat stacks. History of Hungary for 800.
Back to Jimmy.
A section of the Hungarian Open Air Museum is devoted to the Great Hungarian Plain, where this group swept in around the year 895. They're still the majority in what's now Hungary.
Morgan.
Who are the Moors?
No. Shelley.
Who are the Magyars?
The Magyars, yes.
Dictionary for 400.
A dictionary of synonyms, words with the same meaning, similar words, interchangeable words. Morgan.
What is a thesaurus?
Yes.
Dictionary for 6.
A person who receives and disposes of stolen goods. Morgan.
What is a middleman?
No. Shelley or Zach? What is a fence? A fence. Back to you, Morgan.
Dictionary for 8.
Needlework, done with a needle having a small hook at one end for drawing the yarn through intertwined loops. And that needlework is known as crochet. Back to you, Morgan.
Dictionary for 1,000.
Of a disease having long duration, opposed to acute. Morgan.
What is chronic?
Correct.
Cansplaining for 200.
Let me stop you there. Proverbially, in exposing yourself to a possible problem, you're opening up a giant can of these. Morgan?
What are worms?
Worms, yes. Sounds like you're going fishing, doesn't it? But you're not. We're going to take a break. We'll come back to chat with the players right after this. Stay with us. Zach Newkirk is an attorney from Alexandria, Virginia, who, when he was just a little toddler, had a big worry. What was it?
I was afraid that car manufacturers would run out of names for cars, so the 90s were a simpler time, I think.
All right. Shelley Castor is an editor from Sepulpa, Oklahoma. And you had a reputation of being a good candidate for the job you do now. When you were in second grade, what did your teacher assign you?
One day she set me down with a copy of our hometown newspaper and told me to find all the errors I could, and I found 9 in one article.
And you were in second grade?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. As I said, ideally suited for what you're doing now.
Thank you.
Morgan Wilbanks is an emergency physician, ladies and gentlemen. Now, in one of my first jobs, I had an accident. I was working at a soft drink plant, and I managed to spill 8 cases of soft drinks. You had a similar type experience in one of your first jobs.
I did. I was waiting tables. It was my first day waiting tables training. I had a huge tray of drinks, and I spilled it all over a group of 4 guys having lunch. But they were a group of ministers, so they had to forgive me.
Ministers?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Did you luck out?
I did.
All right. You're in command of the board right now. Go ahead. Make a selection.
Marky Moon for 200.
2009, an entry in the Twilight Saga. Morgan?
What is New Moon?
Correct.
Marky Moon for 400.
1987, a winner of 3 Oscars, though not for Nicolas Cage. What is Moonstruck? Morgan?
Marky Moon for 600.
2016, about an African-American boy growing to manhood in Florida. Morgan?
What is Moonlight?
Yes.
Marky Moon for 800.
1979, Roger Moore bonding with Lois Childs in outer space. Morgan.
What is Moonraker?
Yes.
Marky Moon for 1,000.
1999, starring Jim Carrey as Andy Kaufman. Zach.
What's Man in the Moon?
Nope. Shelley or Morgan? One word incorrect. Man on the Moon, not in. Morgan, back to you.
Cansplaining for 400.
Okay, here's what you have to realize about the Wizard of Oz. The Tin Man tells Dorothy to use a can of this to help him move again. Zach.
What is oil?
Oil, yes.
Hungry for 1,000.
Sarah?
The ancient pagan goddess, Bolda Gesson, was merged with this woman, who became the country's patroness at the instigation of its first king in 1038.
Zach.
Who's Saint Barbara?
No. Shelley.
Who is St. Elizabeth?
No. The correct response, who is the Virgin Mary? And for that entire category, we want to thank Viking River Cruises. They were a lot of help. Zach, you make the next selection. We have less than a minute to go now.
Middle name, please, for 200.
Of actress Angelina Voigt. Morgan.
What is Jolie?
Correct.
Middle name, 1,000.
Of financier J.P. Morgan. Zach.
What's Pierpont?
Correct.
Middle name, 800.
Of country singer, Troil Brooks. Morgan.
What is Garth?
Good.
Middle name for cansplaining for 1,000.
I happened to browse some websites of paint companies, and this one featuring a European youth has its own twist and pour paint cans. Morgan.
What is Dutch Boy?
That's it.
Cansplaining for 8.
What you have to understand about an old-time kids game is that hiders try to free others from jail by performing this title task. Morgan.
What is kicking the can?
Kick the can, yeah. And with that, you're the only one with money. Shelley at negative 400, she goes first to start Double Jeopardy after this. No matter which way you figure it, the clues in Double Jeopardy are going to be easier than in the first round. I have that feeling. Shelley, you get to select from these categories. Women artists, The Plain Truth, Adverbially, two books in one. You have to name the two books by the same author that we have managed to combine in our clues. Then we deal with historically black colleges and universities. And finally, we're on a talk show, I think. Start us.
Women Artists for 400.
Clara Peters was a 17th century artist who specialized in this type of painting of inanimate objects. Morgan.
What is still life?
That's it.
Women Artists for 800.
While working in Rome, American sculptor Harriet Hosmer befriended these married British poets and cast their clasped hands. Shelley.
Who are the Brownings?
Yes.
Women Artists for 1200.
In the 60s, British painter Bridget Riley was a leader of this movement that played tricks on your eyes. And that would be op art, O-P. Shelley, back to you.
Women Artists 1600.
In the 1890s, while at Antibes on the coast of France, she painted The Boating Party. Shelley.
Who is Cassatt?
Mary Cassatt, yes.
Two books in one, 400.
Oliver Copperfield. Shelley.
Who is Dickens?
No. Zach.
What's Oliver Twist and David Copperfield?
Yes, remember you have to name the two books.
Two books in one for 800.
A Farewell, The Bell Tolls. Morgan.
What is A Farewell to Arms and For Whom the Bell Tolls?
Correct.
Two books in one for 1200.
The Great Tycoon. Morgan.
What are The Great Gatsby and The Last Tycoon?
Got them both.
Two books for 16.
Breathing Tourist. What are Breathing Lessons and The Accidental Tourist? Morgan, back to you.
Two books for 2000.
The Age of Frome. Shelley.
What are The Age of Innocence and Ethan Frome?
Correct.
Women Artists 2000.
The End, A Meditation on Death and Extinction, is a recent series of works by this Windy City feminist artist. And her name is Judy Chicago, Windy City. Shelley?
Adverbially 400.
Hurry up. This adverb, meaning with haste, is worth a big 25 points in Scrabble. Morgan.
What is quickly?
Correct.
Talk show for four.
This ABC morning show with a panoply of female hosts is in its 23rd season. Zach.
What is The View?
You got it.
Historically black colleges and universities for 400, please.
Florida A&M in this state capital is the only HBCU in the state university system of Florida. Morgan.
What is Tallahassee?
Yes.
Talk show for 16.
This legend of NBC late night turned down the role that Jerry Lewis eventually played in The King of Comedy. Morgan.
Who is Leno?
No. Shelley.
Who is Letterman?
No. Zach.
Who's Sullivan?
No. Who is Johnny Carson? Johnny Carson. Morgan, we come back to you.
Talk show for 12.
In 2019, Comedy Central rolled out Lights Out with this veteran comic to follow The Daily Show. Morgan.
Who is David Spade?
Yes.
Talk show for 2000.
The Bill Clinton Presidential Library has the sunglasses Clinton wore for his sax-playing appearance on this man's talk show. Zach.
Who's Arsenio Hall?
Yep, you're back on the plus side.
Historically black colleges for 1600.
Future Nobel Peace Prize winner Ralph Bunche set up the political science department at this Washington, D.C. school. Zach.
What is Howard?
Yeah.
Historically black colleges for 2000.
This university near the Virginia Roads region has an oak tree where the Emancipation Proclamation got its first southern reading. Zach.
What is Hampton University?
Yes.
Historically black colleges for 1200.
Answer there. The Daily Double in this round of play.
Alex, let's make it a true Daily Double.
All right, for 9,200. Fisk University in Nashville has a master's to PhD bridge program in conjunction with this local private university.
What is Vanderbilt University?
Yes, you picked the right one.
Let's do black colleges for 800, please.
The Oaks, former home of Booker T. Washington, and the George Washington Carver Museum are at this Alabama school. Morgan.
What is Tuskegee?
Correct.
Adverbially for 800?
Not at any time, not now, not in the past, not in the future, not under any condition. Morgan.
What is never?
Never.
Adverbially for 1200.
Steve Jobs liked to say Apple products were this crazy kind of great. Also the title of a book about the Macintosh. Like to say they were insanely great. Morgan.
Adverbially for 16.
Specifically, taking place every 8,760 hours. Shelley.
What is weekly?
Nope. Morgan.
What is monthly?
Nope. Zach.
What is annually?
Annually or yearly, yes.
Adverbially for 2,000.
From the Greek for angle to angle, it means in the direction of a slanting straight line. Morgan.
What is tangentially?
No. Shelley.
What is diagonally?
That's the word. Less than a minute now.
Plain truth 400.
This plain in southeast Mexico is hot, like the pepper and sauce of the same name. Zach.
What's Chihuahua?
No. Shelley.
What is Tabasco?
Yes.
Truth 800.
The Kanto Plain, Japan's biggest, occupies more than 6,000 square miles of this island. Morgan.
What is Honshu?
Right.
Plain truth for 2,000.
The Russian plain extends from the country's western border to these mountains that run 1,550 miles from north to south. Zach.
What are the Urals?
Correct.
Plain truth for 1,600.
Answer. Daily double. All righty. The lead is yours at the moment.
3,000, please.
Okay. The Colombian Abyssal Plain underlies the south-central part of this sea.
Hurry.
What is the Caribbean? That's too bad. You dropped down to 9,400, but you're still in the lead, and it's still anyone's game as the three of you get to consider your wagers based on what you know and how you feel about this subject. Pre-Civil War presidents. Ha-ha. Clue in a moment. Our final today deals with pre-Civil War presidents. Players, here's your clue. Encyclopedia Britannica says of him, after an extended tour of Europe, he retired to Concord, and he died in obscurity. 30 seconds. Good luck. Shelley, we come to you first. Things didn't work out too well for you today. You wound up at 2,800, but let's see what you came up with in final. You came up with John Quincy Adams, which is incorrect. And that will cost you only 200, dropping you to 2,600. Morgan is feeling good about that. Was that one of the things you considered? You wound up writing down, who is Pierce, Franklin Pierce? And that is correct, from New Hampshire. Yes. And you're going to add only 1,208, a modest wager, but you're in the lead now with 10,108 as we go to Zach. Let's see what Zach did. He wrote something down, and it is correct. And did he risk enough? He most certainly did. 8,401, becoming the new champion with 17,801. Great way to finish, Zach. Congratulations. Good game, players. Thank you so much, and thank you. We'll see you next time.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by